Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I dedicate that song to you, my Lord Jesus. I was born to be your baby. And I also dedicate to my heavenly husband, Anyway, thank you, Jesus. Hello, RCC Church. Good afternoon. This is Tana. I'm the bouncer for today, and we'd like to welcome our pastor, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, our pastor. We love you, and the Holy Spirit, for joining us as well and guiding us. Thank you for guiding us in this wonderful, beautiful day. And we just lift up the whole RCC Church. Welcome, Chad, and welcome everyone listening, and welcome the brides that are going to be online. I welcome you all. And I just lift up the whole RCC Church and family today, Lord Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus, your blood over the whole RCC Church and their families. And I just pray for peace and happiness and joy and abundance and supernatural favor and blessings and perfect health upon the whole RCC Church, your family. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, yeah, hi, welcome. It's me. Judy and Joe are both busy, so here I am. I'm going to rock this RCC Church with Jesus, our pastor. So let's get things going. It's the morning show, I just put on the full armor of God. And so just in case some of you haven't, let's put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, I will stand my ground. And after you've done everything to stand, I'll stand firm with the belt of truth, buckled around my waist, my breastplate of righteousness in place, my feet fitted with the readiness that comes with gospel peace. We'll take up our shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. We'll put our helmet of salvation, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we'll pray in the Spirit all kinds of occasions and all kinds of prayers and requests. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Ephesians 6. And let's welcome 720 to the line. Hi, welcome, 720, beautiful bride.
Hello, yes, this is Nick. How's everyone doing?
Hey, Nick, I'm good. It's Tana, and it's you and I right now, and we've got, let's welcome Chad as well. We have Stacy. Hi, Stacy, love you, and Deborah, love you, Deborah, love you, Kenneth. Hi, Blah. Love you, Blah. Hi, Chris. Love you, Chris. Hi, Alana. Love you, Alana. Hi, Bill. Love you, Bill. Hi, Rosemary. Love you, Rosemary. Yache, Bill, Bublu, Momo. Hi, Roman. That was I love you in Russian for Roman. yeah, so Judy and Joe are busy, so here I am, Nick. How's your day going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Just got done work. Dealing with my broken arm and stuff, but...
Oh, right, yeah. You're okay with
besides
that?
Besides that, yeah, it's coming along. I'm lucky that it's only my secondary growth plate and not my primary, but that's fortunate for me. I don't know. I've had to be straight up honest, I've been having a rough couple weeks, just dealing with a lot of different things, and right now I'm living in a tent, actually, which is kind of unfortunate. I have a super nice apartment, but it's about an hour away from my work, so I've been staying in a tent, so I'm able to get to work every morning at 5 a.m. versus trying to get on the bus at 3, so I've been battling that and my broken arm, and I don't know, just for some reason haven't been in the most positive space, so I'm happy to have this, you know, hour and a half or, you know, whatever it is with all you guys and catch on to the positive vibes that are going on and educate myself on how to live as godly as I can.
All right. Let's welcome 626. Is this Leah or Stacy or both? Leah,
it's
that you?
Just me right now.
It's just Leah.
Yeah.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, Nick.
Welcome. Love you.
Hello. Love you, too. Hang in there, Nick.
First, go ahead. You can go ahead, and then I'll let you talk, and then I'll say a prayer for him as well. Go ahead, Leah.
Oh, no, I'm just going to hang in there. I understand when it's rough, honey, and the Lord has been just talking to me in, like, the last 2 to 3 weeks about just perseverance and enduring, and that his love encompasses all. So don't forget, you know, when you're deep in the midst of struggle, to keep your eyes focused on him, and he'll take care of the rest for you.
Thank you so much for that. You know, I appreciate, like I said, just hearing that kind of stuff really gets me in the mood. And, you know, I just want to be honest, and I'm not by no means doubting, you know, the presence of God in my life, but sometimes it's just real hard to think that there's such this loving entity, this loving, you know, spirit, and why I go through such hard times sometimes, you know, and why, if they're trials and if it's testing my faith or what it is, but I don't know, sometimes I just start getting down and wonder, you know, why. Recently I've really made a lot of different changes in my life, and all of them keeping in mind trying to bring my closer to God, and I don't understand why I keep on having all these difficult things come across when I'm making such positive and godly decisions, you know?
You know why? Because the enemy doesn't, it's all the enemy. He doesn't want you to seek the Lord. He doesn't want you to be doing the Lord. He wants you to be miserable. So it's kind of sad, but every time we get really happy, positive things happening to us, there's the enemy trying to steal it all away from us. So that's when you just have to stand strong in the Lord, and just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And just keep, you know, laughing at the enemy, binding, rebuking him, and casting him away, saying, you know, I don't care what, you know, God is stronger. Jesus is already victorious. Jesus already won. So therefore, you can trample those. In the name of Jesus, you are so much stronger than that enemy. So you can trample down anything that's bad that's happening to you. Because you have Jesus, you know, Jesus, the Holy Spirit are living inside of you, and you have them by your side, and Father God. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you condemn. That's why. So every, you know, it's not just happening to you, it's happening, like, to the whole bride. You know, it's like everything, you know, you have something positive happen, and then there's the enemy trying to throw something negative at you. But, you know, the thing is how you deal with it. You know, you've got to stay strong in the Lord as you're doing, and keep on trusting. And, you know, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. So that's, you know, you've got to, you know, Jesus is there. He's never going to leave you. He's got you in the palm of his hand. Even going through all these not so nice things that are happening to you. But he's got you in the palm of his hand, because you are his child, and he is not going to let that enemy, you know, hurt you more than he has. You know, you just got to keep on, you know, staying strong in Jesus, because he loves you. You know, he loves you. He's got you, and you've got to, you know, the enemy thinks he can get you, but he can't. You're a child of God, but you just got to stay strong in Jesus. And whenever he's starting to throw bad things, that you say, you know, behind, you know, he's already behind us. We've already defeated him. So just bind him and cast him out. In the name of Jesus, bind him and cast him out, and take authority, the authority that you have in the name of Jesus. Even if you just say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because that's the name powerful above all name of names. So that's why those things are happening to you, Nick, because you are, you know, you're a child of God, and you are getting so much stronger in the Lord. And that enemy, you know, that makes them be mad. He hates hearing the word of God. He hates people being happy. All that stuff. So, you know.
Yeah. And honestly, in a way, it is bringing me closer to God, because I'm spending so much more time speaking with him, and just every day, all day, that's what I'm doing. Whether I'm working or what I'm doing, I'm just, you know, having my own conversations with him, you know, and I just know in the back of my mind that, like we always talk about, our time is limited, and no matter how much of a bummer it is, you know, pretty soon it's just going to be eternal, you know, happiness, and that's just what I keep in the back of my mind, and that's what gets me up every morning and keeps me trucking on.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Amen. Go ahead, Leah.
So I just wanted to add something to that real quick, and it's actually a verse for you, and it's James 2:4, and it says, "Consider it great joy, my brothers, whenever you experience various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But endurance must do its perfect work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing."
Thank you.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen is right.
Yeah, so you're going about it the right way. And, you know, every time he tries to throw something bad at you, the enemy tries to throw, just laugh at him. Say, ha, you can throw whatever you want at me, because, but, you know, I win. Jesus wins through me. And Jesus has already won. I just, you know, when I have something, something bad trying to get me, I'm like, I remind him, Jesus already defeated you on the cross. He already warned me you were coming, and he already defeated you on the cross. So, you know, scram in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke you. You're not to hold on me. You know, laugh at them. They hate laughter because they don't want anyone being happy. But we love our Lord Jesus so much, and we are so happy in him, and we know, amen, we know we are going home any minute, and so does he. And so he's trying to, you know, the evil one's trying to, like, you know, make our lives as miserable as he can before we leave, but it's not working, is it? It's not working.
It is not. And I can't wait to just be with all of you and in our homes and just where we belong, you know? I'm just so excited.
Oh, I know. Me too. Me too.
You know, the other thing is, I was talking to Joe the other day, and I hate to admit, you know, I'm kind of new to all this, to be honest with you, and I'm not super, super familiar with much scripture, and Joe kept on referencing Job, and, you know, I wouldn't mind hearing, you know, maybe just about Job and what he went through and some background about all that kind of stuff, because he was saying, you know, that Job kept on getting faced with all sorts of trials and stayed true to his faith and held strong. And, you know, if we have time, I would like to hear about just the story and representation and things of that nature.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I don't think he's busy tonight, so we won't be hearing that tonight. But yeah, but we're going home tonight, so you'll be hearing about it in heaven.
Sounds good.
He'll keep you guys stories in heaven. yeah, I should say there's a verse in Hebrews that I love, and I just looking for it as far as perspective. Here's one of them. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay, but my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who believe and are saved. Now, faith, and that was Hebrews 10, 36 through 39. And then, oh, this is the one, Hebrews 11. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. This is what, that's what I think I said already. Hebrews 11, 1, but there's another one too. Oh, then Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you may will not grow weary and lose heart. So that was Hebrews 12. So, Leah, have you known anything about what your mansion could be like in heaven or your home?
No. I wish I did.
I'm the kind of curiosity. I'm very curious. But I also like surprises, so I kind of don't want to know. I want to be surprised. What were you saying? Yeah, so I've been told, because Judy thought, she said I have a castle. But, so that's cool, but, I don't necessarily need to know the details. I want to be surprised at everything. I just wanted to be surprised, if I was getting married or not, but yeah, I already knew that one, so, but that's all right. So, Joe, do you know anything about what you're going to have in heaven at all? Has he revealed anything to you? I mean, not Joe, Nick. I'm sorry. I had Joe in my mind for a minute. Nick, do you know anything about what you're...
I was getting some static. What was that?
Oh, do you know anything about, what your house is going to be like in heaven at all?
I do not. What? I don't. I'm sorry. What do you mean by that?
Some people, the Lord has revealed to some of the SEC what their houses are going to look like or what their glorified bodies are going to look like or what some kind of things they're going to have in heaven. Like Stacy knows she's going to have a waterfall. Stuff like that. Judy knows her house is going to be made of glass. And she also thinks she's going to have a pool and a garden and palm trees.
And so are these things that you want or things that you have seen in visions or a combination of both? Like I said, I'm just, so new to all this.
It's actually a combination of both because the Lord will give us our heart's desires. Obviously, God created us, so he knows exactly what our likes and dislikes. So so in knowing that, he will have, Stacy, likes waterfalls, and Stacy has been gifted with vision, so she's actually seen her. I don't think she's seen her house, but she's either been seen or been told by him that she's going to have a waterfall and a garden and palm trees. So some have the gift of, some have been given visions. Some have been just the knowing. Combination of both. I've never been shown anything nor told anything myself, but I know the Lord knows exactly what I like and what I want. And Judy told me that I was going to have a castle, which I've always wanted a castle. So, that's amazing and awesome to me. And I like waterfalls, but I don't know whether I'm going to have a waterfall or not. But I want to be surprised. So, I want to just get up there and see what I'm going to have. The bottom line, just being with Jesus, that's really all that Father God and Jesus and finally being home. And in heaven for eternity, what can be better than that, honestly? Bottom line, he knows our heart's desires. And so, the things that, if you always wanted to live in a treehouse, most likely he would have a treehouse for you. Now, some people have been blessed with getting visions of this. So, either way, so answer to your question, it's kind of both. So that's where that's coming from. And same thing for the banquets for the wedding feast of the Lamb. He knows our favorite foods, and he's going to have what is your favorite food?
I think that my favorite food is pizza, honestly.
Me too. So what kind of pizza?
Just plain old pepperoni. Well done.
So most likely that's going to be one of your foods at your wedding feast, because it's all catered for us especially. Like mine's going to be, he told me I'm going to have pizza. I like Hawaiian pizza. So I'm going to have Hawaiian pizza, and I'm going to have, I love beef dips, so I'm going to have like French dips, and I'm going to have cupcakes.
I love cupcakes.
Yeah. So, that, yeah, so, you know, we have similar food tastes. So, yeah, so you'll probably have those as well. Are you still on the phone, Leah?
Go ahead.
And what, I think you told me what you're going to have at your feast. What are your favorites? What are you hoping to have, or what are you going to have at your feast?
Dessert. That's it. Nothing else.
Oh, that's right. I think we did discuss it because you're making me laugh.
I mean, I can eat again at a later time, but, you know.
So, okay, so let's go into these desserts. So what kind of desserts are you going to have?
I would like some cake or some cupcakes down nice, and some pie and some ice cream. I could go on, but...
Did you first go for what?
I said I could go on, you know, but, you know, pie and cake and, you know, some cookies and some ice cream, you know, stuff like that. Maybe some muffins and some strudel and, you know, a couple Danish, something, you know.
Donuts. How about donuts?
Oh, yeah, I did forget the donuts. Donuts are good. You know.
Sounds like I'm going to be watching over.
You guys are making me hungry.
Sounds like I'm going to be visiting your feast over there.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We're going to be there for all eternity, so I'm going to go with, I can eat, like, chicken or fish or lobster or snake whenever, but, I mean, come on. The sweetest thing, like, at the wedding feast is dessert, so you might as well just eat the whole thing right there. I'm just saying.
Hey, you know, this is funny. It's nothing. It's to do with desserts, but not necessarily dealing with. But it's just bringing joy. It's, Lord, it's bringing joy to me. So I need, and to Leah. So we're talking about dessert. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to talk about dessert. When I go to weddings, I'm so disappointed if the wedding cake isn't good. I'm like, it's not a good wedding. I'm like, it's not a good wedding unless the wedding cake is good.
Our wedding cake is going to be the best wedding cake there ever was.
Yes, it is.
You know, amen. Amen, it is. I wonder if that's going to be catered to us as well. You know, we're each marrying Jesus, so I wonder if we're each going to have our, like, own favorite kind of cake.
I was thinking that it was just going to be like a wedding cake, but giant, and it was going to have layers, and each layer would be a different one that everyone liked.
Oh.
Everyone's favorite type would be each layer, you know?
Yeah, that would work.
Mm-hmm.
That makes
or maybe
sense,
you just cut a piece, and it's like your perfect, like, cake, whatever it was, and it's just your,
oh, yeah.
Your piece.
Yeah, that would be cool, too. But you know what? I can't eat just one piece, so I hope he has a whole layer plan for me.
He does. You know it.
Because, I, you know, just one piece doesn't necessarily satisfy my sweet tooth. I'm looking for a worship song. To worship to. I wish I could have gotten MP3 for years, Miss Leah. I looked for it. I couldn't get it. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to send them to you.
Huh?
I don't know how to send them. Like,
yeah,
Like, where do you buy an MP3 so you can just, like, send it to someone? I mean, I have iTunes, so it doesn't really work that way. Unless you have iTunes and I could send it to you.
I do have iTunes, but I don't even know how that works. But then I can't get it off iTunes to put it on the radio show. So, yeah, there's that, but yeah.
So where do the other MP3s come from? I just Googled, and the site I Googled didn't have the one you wanted. So, I'm going to play this song, because this is our family, and we're talking about our wedding banquet and brides and stuff, so we're going to do this little grief song, a little ditty from Greece. This is actually Tressie's choice, so here we go. Let's worship. Do we go together from Greece? Yay, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, and thank you for putting us all together, this wonderful rapture-centric church that you put together, that we are now truly family. And we just can't wait to spend eternity with you, our Lord Jesus, and with each other. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. I would like to welcome, let's see some new people in chat. Hi, Carol. Welcome to chat. And Jason 302. Hi, Jason. Welcome to chat. And Raina. Hi, Raina. Welcome to chat. And Chris, welcome to chat. I think that's it. That's new, anyway. So, well, yeah, we're going soon, peeps. We are going so soon. Have you gotten any words, Leah, lately? Anything new?
Like, as far as, like, when we're leaving or just words in general?
In general. Anything in general?
I don't have any words specifically for the church. All the words that I've gotten lately are more personal words of encouragement, which are awesome.
Oh, cool. Very cool. I love that. And you get amazing words. Your words are, he gives you amazing words. Okay, Carol is posting some stuff. She can't call in today, but
She said about an hour ago, there's some news. Let's do some news. Fox News commentator was interviewing some guy in a Pope's visit to Israel, / Jerusalem. The discussion was the Pope meeting with Jewish rabbis and Muslim sheikhs and people there. So the commentator asked the guy, do you think the Pope is the savior that is going to bring peace to the Middle East at last? Interesting. That's what the commentator asked. Interesting. No, he's not. I can answer that question. No, he's not. The guy says, I don't know. Then they were a little chit-chatting as they went into commercial break, is what she said. Interesting. I haven't heard about any earthquakes today yet, but I've been at church, so I don't necessarily know what's going on. I was going to check into Facebook, the End Time Headlines, see what's going on there. Because Keith's probably going to call him later. He's usually the news guy. I was going to read John 15, a little bit of John 15, 1 through 17. But I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, it is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands, remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I will no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's house. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. So, amen. All about love.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray. That's, John 15, 1 through 17. Definitely love. All about love. You know, it doesn't say, it says, this is my command, love each other. It doesn't say, love each other, except if they, except if you don't like what they're wearing, or love each other with exception, you know, if they like the same guy you like, you know, there's no, it's not a like with exceptions. It says bottom line, love each other. That does not, you know, not love each other, except if they like, you know, pushed you or whatever. Bottom line, love each other. Yeah, I mean, you don't, you know, we do, you know, people out there aren't always going to love you, but that's all right, as long as you love them. And, yeah, I mean, bottom line, forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. And, you know, God wants us to forgive one another. It says in Matthew 5:43, you have heard it. It's called love, the title is Love for Your Enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise, this is sun, S-U-N, to rise on evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? If you greet only your brothers, what are you doing? What more are you doing? what are you doing more than the others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So
you know, bottom line is saying it's so easy to love people that love you, but it's not easy to love people that don't love you. So, you know, bottom line, you know, the more you love people, your enemies, the more you'll be rewarded, basically. Sounds like what he's saying to me. I'm not sure what you all feel about that, but it's so much harder to love your enemies. But I don't know if you remember what number in the Bible it is. Yeah, but the one where he says if they steal your coat or something, then give them the other something. If they, you know, steal from you, keep on giving them your stuff. I don't know if you remember where that is in the Bible. I'm trying to remember. Maybe someone in chat knows. Does anyone in chat remember what number in the Bible it is about loving your enemies, basically? Where it says if someone steals from you, then give them something else, or turn the other cheek if someone, you know, is not nice to you. I wish I could remember where that was. Anyway, bottom line, love one another. Love your brother and love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm looking as I'm talking, see if I can find it in the Lord's word. So, anything else that you want to say, it's Matthew 5, is that what you say? 5, Matt, Roman saying Matthew 5:38. I was just reading 5. This is eye for an eye. You have heard it was said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who borrows from you. Thank you, Roman. That was in Matthew, and I know it's probably also somewhere in Mark. It's said a little bit differently, and maybe even in John. Okay. You want Mark? Someone wants to read Matthew 5:43. That's what I just read, Romans 5:43. Love your enemies. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Thank you, Romans. Yeah, that's what I just read. So, thank you. I found the song I was going to play. This is I'll Stand By You. So Jesus will always stand by us no matter what, no matter what trials we're going through. He wants us to give us all his cares, concerns, worries, and burdens. It's like Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Let me see.
Thank you, Lord. We just love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for standing by us and loving us no matter what. Even if we screw up, thank you for loving us anyway. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Carol just saying, this is from Matthew 5. I tell you, love those who hate you. Respect and give thanks for those who say bad things to you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who do bad things to you and who make it hard for you. Then you may be the sons of the Father who is in heaven. That was Matthew 5, basically what I had read. And Stacy has requested that I read Psalm 23. So I'm going to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Do either of you have your Bibles by you at all? Nick or Leah?
I actually do not. I had a little accident and everything that I own got drenched.
Uh-oh. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, though. Leah, do you have your Bible at all?
Yeah, I can get it.
Because if you wanted to read something, otherwise I'll just keep on reading. Because Bill wants us to read Psalm 98.
Mm-hmm.
And I can continue reading. I mean, I have mine right here. Or you can go, if you have yours, you can read as well.
Okay. Well, you read and then I will grab it. grab it and pull something up.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So, first I just want to, I'm just going to say a quick prayer for Nick. Lord Jesus, I just lift up our brother Nick to you. We love him so much in RCC, and we know you love him. He is your child, Father God, and we just lift him up to you, and we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to show and send your supernatural favor and blessings upon Nick's life, and we just ask you to bring him peace throughout his whole life, and to we bind and rebuke anything in Nick's life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke any evil, not from God, any evil spirits attacking him, and we cast at the feet of Jesus until judgment day. We bind and rebuke anything not from God around Nick, and we cast at the feet of Jesus until judgment day, and we loose blessings and peace and health upon Nick in Jesus' name. We loose all these things upon Nick. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to take away all his struggles and burdens and concerns for him. He's your child, and as you say, you took all this on your body and on the cross with you, so we should not be living like this, Father God and Lord Jesus. So thank you, Jesus, for just showering Nick with your love and with your supernatural favor and blessings and with your peace and happiness. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we cover Nick with the blood of Jesus. We see the blood of Jesus over Nick. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Stacy says, Lord, we thank you for blessing Nick. Cover Nick with your blood. And Nick, lack nothing in the name of Jesus. Give him your peace and joy. And then Rosemary says, Jesus, bless Nick and turn around his situation. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Stacy says, amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Everyone.
Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. And in Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal Nick's arm and remove any pain that he may have in Jesus' name. Miraculous healing, because you are the great healer, the great Jehovah Rapha. So thank you, Jesus, for instantly, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the perfect healing to Nick's arm. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, Okay, so Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with harps, the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he who comes to judge the earth, he will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Psalm 98. Thank you, Bill. Now I'm going to let, it says rejoice and sing a jubilant song and music, so that sounds like a cue to me to let's play some more worship music. If I can find the one I want to play, shoot. Okay. Where is the one I want to play? Sorry, talk amongst yourselves.
Here, I'll read the Bible verse that I wanted to read. It's Psalm 84. Okay,
perfect.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home there, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, how happy are those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs, where pools of blessing collect after the rains. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God Almighty, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Israel. O God, look with favor upon the King, our protector. Have mercy on the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our light and protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. O Lord Almighty, happy are those who trust in you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I have the arrow waiting to go, and it's so sensitive. I put the arrow on the thing, and it all of a sudden started playing, and I'm like, no, I didn't push anything. I just put it there. So sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your reading.
Okay.
Well, let's fire it in. Here we go. This is called Let the This is the danger. You are scared. Get up, waking up out of chat. Let's go. So hard. Thank you, Jesus.
DJ Alpha, DJ Alpha. Tocando só as melhores. Tocando só as melhores.
Let's go.
Jesus dancing too. That was awesome. I can't wait to dance with Jesus at the wedding. That's going to be so fun. I can't wait to dance with all of you, actually. It's going to be a big old dance train, conga line around the banquet, the wedding feast. Judy probably leading it. Oh, Jesus will be leading it. I mean, maybe Judy right behind. Anyway, yay! Thank you, Jesus. We love you. So Carol was telling about that, the thing about the Pope and Israel thing, and then the guy was saying, I don't know, a little chit-chatting as they went into commercial break, and she was saying, so the commercial is about, that they went into, is about the drink, and sure, and all the bottles were in the fridge, and when the fridge opens, one of the bottles screams out, "We out of here!" Well, that's so appropriate. That was kind of a little flirt for Carol. That's awesome. I'm going to read some more Matthew 5. It seems like that's where I'm in today. But I'm going to read the Beatitudes. This is now when he saw the crowds, he went up to a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began teaching them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Thank you, Jesus. You see me pray. And then it's Beatitudes 5, 1 through 12. And then look, I'm going to go on to 13. So you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives its light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was Matthew 5:13.
Amen.
Through 16. So yeah, we are. I know we are lights. We are lights for the Lord Jesus. So we have to shine and continue to be vessels for Him. For the more we shine, the more people will see our Father in us and will be drawn to us because of Him. So amen. Anything you want to say, Nick?
Not really. Just I want to thank everyone for the support, and not really. Just happy to be here and happy to hear everyone laughing and puts me in a good mood.
Amen. I just go looking to see if there's any news, but I came on to this. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16, probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible. I'm looking here to see if I can find any news.
I was just thinking that maybe my house is going to have a twisty slide from the attic to the basement.
Oh, from the attic to the basement. That would be so cool. I want one of those.
You can. Well, you can just come over, too.
Oh, yes. Okay. That would be cool as well. I've also, Stacy and I are going to slide down rainbows.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, and you can slide down rainbows with us. Luke and I are going to go hang gliding. I want to go, I've always wanted to go skydiving. I haven't done it, but.
Kind of freaks me out.
Oh, yeah, well, in heaven it won't freak you. Well, unless you're afraid of heights. But in heaven, you know, it's going to be an entirely different ball of wax.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
I'm not afraid of heights, so, yeah, I want to do all those fun things. I want to go rock climbing and, what do you call it, rappelling, all that fun stuff.
You know, ever since we were talking about how God just wants us to love one another, and that's all he asks, I just keep on thinking how strange it is that so many people reject him when all he wants is for you to love. And I just feel like it's human nature to love and be loved. And, I just don't understand the people that reject him. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, it just seems so harmonious. And do people want to live in negativity? I don't understand, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I mean, he loves us so much. He's standing there with his arms wide open, just waiting for us to run into his arms and shower us with so much love that we've ever had or wanted. And, you get, you know, bottom line, you get two choices. You get to go to heaven or you get to go to hell. So in heaven, you have your heart's desires, everything. You have abundance of love, more love than you could ever have ever wanted or felt in your entire life, and have your heart's desires, everything you've ever wanted. Or you could go to hell, which you'll be burning.
Damnation.
Right, you'll be burning for eternity. You'll have like worms crawling in and out of your body. You'll be tortured every single day, 24/7, and you'll have no peace. You'll be, you know, so hot, wishing you had a drink of water. So I don't know. I agree. I don't know why people would want to choose that. Jesus just wants your love. He just wants you to love him and love him back. And you know, we all grew up. You know, no one is perfect. The only perfect person is God, and of course, Jesus. But we all fall short of the glory of God. Like, of course, Romans 3:23, which I like to read a lot. There's no difference, for all sin and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely, though, by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. So, we all are sinners, and it's bottom line, he just wants to say we're sorry. You know, like, you know, if you screwed up with your mom and dad, you know, sorry, you know, they may ground you or, you know, whatever, but, you know, you're forgiven, they still love you, and you're grounded for the day, but you, whatever, you still, it's just like,
He just wants us to love him, and if we screw up, say we're sorry. And then it's all forgotten. And bottom line, once we say we're sorry, then it's forgiven. Like it says, once because of Jesus, he already took our sins on us. His blood already washed us clean. So we're already forgiven. And then, you know, if we screw up again, you say we're sorry. And then, you know, it says once you say you're sorry and ask forgiveness, Father God remembers our sins no more. They're all washed away. So bottom line, Jesus has already washed away all our sins. So it doesn't make sense. I agree, Nick. It doesn't make sense. So I say choose Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. So if you want to go to heaven, then you choose Jesus. That's the only way to go to heaven. Loving Jesus. That's it. Stacy wants to, we're back to going, oh, the fun things we're going to do in heaven. Stacy and I are going to climb trees, and she's going to be on top of a coconut tree, and I'm going to be on the top of a pineapple tree, and we're going to be talking to each other across from the trees. Because you can climb trees in heaven, too, and not fall out or anything like that. Flying. I definitely want to fly. Do you want to fly in heaven, Nick?
Of course. You yourself
want to fly? You want to fly? Because then you can have, like, a car that flies, too. But I myself want to fly.
I just would want to fly from fruit tree to fruit tree, eating fruit, you know? I'll meet you in your fruit tree.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm not a coconut fan, so I said, Stacy's going to have a coconut tree. I said, well, that's fine. I'll have a pineapple tree because I like pineapples. So I'm going to...
I want a tree with all the fruits in one tree.
Oh, that would be cool.
Fruit punch tree.
Fruit punch tree. That would be fun. And you just stay in your tree, the top of your tree forever. I mean, all day, just eating, going back from one fruit to the other, getting your fill. Oh, that's funny.
That's why I love this show, is no matter what.
Are you there because you're cutting out if you were saying something? That's why you love this show, you said, and then I didn't hear what you said after that. Still there? Oh, I lost you. I lost you. But I have Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, honey. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you? We have Leah and you and I on the line. And Nick was just here, but his call dropped. I'm sure he's going to call back. How are you doing over there in Vegas?
Good. It's warm today. It's like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
We are four. It's a toaster today.
Oh.
Toaster oven.
Yeah,
but
I feel warm.
But our apartment's really cool. Huh?
Well, you have the central air, right? So your apartment's comfortable, you said?
It feels great. We actually had it off most of the day, and it still feels cool. It's just we're downstairs in that perfect, like, tree over it. It's amazing, because normally I think everyone was just frying. We went to get prayed over, but the church, little church he had no air conditioner, so it's about 130 in there. It's way too hot.
Oh, wow.
It was, like, wet, and I was like, yeah, we got to get it here. It's too hot.
You pray that you didn't pass out?
Exactly.
Didn't
hey, sorry. My phone died. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. So you were saying, I'm sorry, Keith, he got lost in his, he got dropped out. So you're saying that's what you like about this church.
I just love this church because no matter what's going on in my life or, you know, how down I get, I call and speak with all of you and just start laughing, and I just get overcome with such a tremendous wave of positivity, and I just want to thank everyone because it's the highlight of my day.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you for being a part of the church. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing you to the church, part of the RCC. He brought you just in time. You can go home with us, and we can all be together.
You sure did.
So Keith has joined us now, Nick. So Keith was telling us about Vegas. He went to a little small church that he for laying hands on in the church, and there was no air conditioning. But how was that? How was that at the church?
It was all right. It reminds me of why I don't go to churches, because the sermon was boring. You know, I just feel like the people weren't getting fed. You know, I like it when you kind of got to read the audience when you're going. I think if you're, you know, talking to the people, you got to read them and find out what they need in their spirit. I could tell those people needed healing and they needed money, and I was like, and then the pastor was talking about Israel all day, so they were like sleeping and fully sleeping. So I think the Lord was telling me, always read your audience. You know, that's the message I got today from God. Read your audience, you know, find in the Bible what they need and nourish their souls with what they need. That's the whole goal. Fill them up, overflow them, you know, Revival City. Get them overflowed and increase their faith and get them going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret for all of us. We have to get our spirits high, you know. It's always about feeding your spirit. And usually you feed your spirit with the word, but sometimes you can feed your spirit with other things, though. Healing books. I read healing books. I read John Lake's book. I read, you know, a daily devotional, which is about healing. I found certain powerful things on healing that will feed my spirit. And if you need money, then you read about the verses on money. Always got to read the verses or the things that are going to, you know, everyone has certain things that will feed their spirit, whether it be praising God or singing or reading the Bible or praying. You got to figure out what raises your spirit, and then that's what you do. And if you get your spirit high enough, then you'll be so on top of the world that day that sin won't be able to, it'll have a harder time coming against you, as well as the world, the enemy, and everything else. You know, that's really the key. You know, it's always, people usually use different things to feed their spirit. I'm always curious, like, what they use, you know, what works for them. You know, for me, it's more, I guess I'm a thinker, so more it's about reading certain books on it and on faith, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What raises your spirit, Nick? What do you do that raises your spirit?
I think the top two things that really raise my spirit would be fishing and snowboarding.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And honestly, if I try to every day find some way to just do one good thing for someone, and whether it be something so small as opening a door, or whether it be, you know, helping an older individual across the street or something of that nature. And I try to do that once a day. And I think that more than anything else really raises my spirit, to be honest with you.
Great job.
Doing something for others, you know, that really does it for me.
The Bible calls that bearing fruit. Bearing fruit is so important to Jesus. Every time you bear fruit, your mansion in heaven gets built higher. That's how Jesus is so, he couldn't be happier about people bearing fruit. It's the most important, besides being saved, it's considered the most important thing to Jesus. Most important. Jesus wants people, he wants a relationship, but he's not talking about relationship. In the Bible, he says, in fact, he goes on to say that he wants people to bear fruit, to where if they don't bear fruit, then they're not even going to be part of his kingdom. He wants people out there, and that is just the most amazing thing you do, Nick. It really is just wonderful. It's, if you do that, you will be advancing God's kingdom instead of your own every day, and that's just a wonderful thing, and it helps people. And if everybody in the world did that, boy, the world would be an easy place to live in, everybody helping each other. You know, a lot of people give lip service to it, but you're really doing it. Good job, Nick. Good job.
It's just so simple, you know what I mean? And I figured it out about a year ago or 2 years ago, just that one little thing will just switch your day around or just make you feel so good, you know? Just beaming with positive energy after that.
And it's easy to do, you know, Nick, right? Yeah. Just
exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't take a lot of time, you know.
No, but not at all. I was on my way back from work today, and even though I had a broken arm, I saw this older lady coming out of the grocery store struggling, and I just grabbed her gallon of milk and walked to the car and talked to her, you know. And she just, you could just tell that it just made her feel so good, and in return, you know, just put a little skip to my walk for the rest of my way home.
Wow. Great job. Good job.
Yeah, that's
awesome. All about, I always teach people to say, God, what can I do for you today? But if you'd asked God what you can do for him today, he would have told you that very thing. So you're already doing it, Nick, in your life. So I can't tell you how – I'm telling you how wonderful that you're doing it. It's my whole ministry is about teaching people how to bear fruit. You know, action for the kingdom. Yeah, it's truly – and if I'm telling you that's wonderful, then believe me, Jesus can be thinks it's even more wonderful. Let me tell you, when he tells me these things about people, he just – if people could see what I see, what Jesus tells me about these things, they would spend every day for sure bearing fruit. It's like high on his list, super high. You know, and if Jesus is really happy with you and for eternity, you're going to have a lot of rewards and you're going to be super, super happy. You know, if he's happy, you'll be even happier. You know.
So can you just essentially, and please don't take this as an insult or anything, but can you just ask him a question and ask something and he'll immediately respond to you?
Yeah, sometimes he responds with a vision or word of knowledge. He'll tell me something or a flash vision, I'll see something. Or
Can you ask him that why, no matter what I do, and how come all these changes I'm making to bring myself closer to him, that I keep on getting showered with negative events and negative things that keep on happening to me, and I just don't. Why is it happening when all I'm doing is trying to be closer to him?
Well, that was he immediately flashed the answer to me, and it was like, it's like this vineyard he's showing me, and there's all these grapes, and you're trying to get up and reach the grape, and you know, and you're getting pushed back, and your ladder's falling, and you know, and you're constantly trying to climb up and grab the grape, and you're getting the weather all of a sudden starts up, and you know, it's constant, one different thing after another, but it's like it all has the common theme of preventing you from getting the fruit, you know. And he gave me the word of knowledge on that too, which is like a split second he tells me these things. And Tana will definitely know this as well. She sees these things too. The Lord has just showed me real clearly that as you draw closer to him, you're going to have the enemy. See, before in your recent past, you know, before you came back to God, you were not doing all this stuff. So the enemy was really happy with you. You were doing everything he wanted to do. You're advancing your kingdom over God's kingdom. And everything was hunky-dory. The people in the world, they don't get attacked by the enemy. You know, they have problems, but they're not going to get heavily attacked because they're doing everything that the enemy wants them to do. But you switched your program over, and you started advancing God's kingdom. All of a sudden, instead of your own kingdom, every day you start advancing God's kingdom, then bam, the enemy came up against you, and he's rising up as high as he can against you, trying to stop you. He wants to intimidate you so much that you'll just give up, and you go back to your old ways. So, yeah, there's your answer right there. In fact, anyone that is, especially in this, and it's also the last hour before the rapture, I can tell you if it was 5 years ago, you wouldn't even know. The attack that the enemy, you know, 3 years ago gave, and 2 years ago and 1 year ago, it's climbed 1,000% each year. So right now, you know, you are going to, anyone that's working sold out to God is going to have high-level attacks, you know, and he's going to focus, he'll probably focus on your weaknesses, not probably, but he will. He'll find, like, you may not have a problem with, say you may not have a problem with lust, but you might have a problem with alcohol. I'm using a hypothetical. I'm not reading your energy at all right now. But, you know, he'll go after you with alcohol. You know, whatever your weakness, see, usually with a person that's really bearing lots of fruit and sold out for God, they don't have lots of weaknesses. Like, if, you know, the enemy tries to get Tana with alcohol, well, she's not interested in it. Neither am I. It's not going to do any good. Or they hit Tana with gambling or me. You know, she's not interested in that. But they'll find a weakness that you have. And then he's going to hit that one weakness. All the energy will be in that one target. Anything, and that'll just hit you hardcore. You know, the key, though, is, like, if you get hit, is you just, you know, you get hit, but you come back on board, you pull your car back on the road, you veered off for a little bit because the enemy tried to sideswipe you, and you just pulled it back on the road. and you just keep going forward. Don't condemn yourself. Don't come against yourself. Don't do any of that stuff. Just repent, blame it on the enemy, repent, pull it back on. You know, but that's why you're doing such a great job. If you weren't doing a good job, Nick, you wouldn't have any of that. It's actually, you can almost know you're doing a great job for God's kingdom because of the attacks. You know.
Yeah,
you
amen.
That's
yeah,
part
amen.
Of that. And anyway, they'll tell you it, right? Go ahead, Tana.
Actually, I already told him that in the beginning of the
yep.
service. That's exactly what I told him.
Oh, it's really?
Yeah.
I was just about to say that
it's
so identical to what she just said, and it's kind of amazing.
That's funny because I just got back. I didn't have my phone on the whole time, and I was like, oh, no, I got to listen to RCC. And I turned it on. I forgot, and it, you know, because we were gone. We couldn't do it. And then I just turned it on. So there you go. It's funny.
So you're right. I said the exact same thing. And actually, Stacy said, when I was talking about this earlier, Nick, I missed it. She said our light affliction cannot compare, meaning our little minor afflictions we're having on earth cannot compare to the glory of God. So we may be going through minor setbacks here on earth, but you know we have our eyes on the prize. Our prize is getting to the kingdom of heaven and being an attorney with Jesus and having our heart's desire. That's our eye on the prize. That's our amazing reward and our prize. So the minor little things we have to deal with on earth, you know, has nothing compared to what we're going to get in heaven. So yes, stay with Jesus. Keep going back to Jesus, as you know and you are, which is amazing. And I'm happy that you are, Nick. And also Stacy said, you are a threat to the enemy kingdom. Kick his butt, Nick. We win. So you're a threat to the enemy, Nick, by you loving Jesus and doing what's right for Jesus. You are a threat to the enemy, and that's like Keith and I were saying before. That's why you're being heavily attacked, because as Keith said, you notice he doesn't attack the people that are working for him. The enemy doesn't attack the people that are already doing the enemy's will. He attacks the people that are doing God's will, because he doesn't want anyone going to God, our Father. You know, God is our Father. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's our salvation. He's our bridegroom. He's our love. He's our everything. So keep on doing what you're doing, because you're doing the right thing. You're turning back to Jesus and you're talking to Jesus, and you know it's all right to tell Jesus, like, hey, why'd you let this happen? Talk to me like you do. Talk to him. Why'd you let that happen to me? Or you know, why did that happen to me? And help me through it. Or he knows what's happening to you. Just say, help me through it. Help me through this, whatever. Jesus, I turn to you. I give it to you. I surrender to you. Take it from me. Give me your strength. Give me your endurance, Jesus. Give me your love, Jesus. Whatever you need at time, just keep talking to Jesus and, like, you know, keep it saying, the enemy's trying to run you off the road. We'll turn that steering wheel right back up or jerk right back to the road because you're winning. Jesus won. He always wins. So just get right back on that road. And, you know, you can ask the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit to fill have him fill you with his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, and, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as well.
And you have, be afraid to come against the enemy either, Nick. You know, you've got all authority and power too. Jesus gave you, Jesus left the earth, he gave us two things. He gave us his Bible, God's last will and testament, okay, and then he gave us his name, the name of Jesus. So you got the Bible. Keep your spirit aligned with the Holy Spirit so you know what you're hearing is from God and it's all lined up. And then you've got Jesus' name. Most people, they use Jesus' name and nothing happens. It's because they don't believe in the name. Even though they go, oh, Keith, I do believe, but they believe in their mind and not in their spirit. This is the whole key. You've got to practice using that name until when you say it, you mean it. And the enemy knows that you mean it, and then he'll leave. So you can come against all those things that are coming against you, Nick, by casting it out, casting that spirit out. Every spirit has a name. If it's the spirit of poverty or whatever it is that's coming against you, you know what it is. Because if I said, what are your problems, you would tell me names of them. Well, that's the spirit. And you just call that and you just cast it out in Jesus' name and you say it like you mean it, and that thing will go. You don't have to just keep getting attacked left and right, you know.
Right. And bottom line, the key word is in Jesus' name. You can't just say, I cast you out. Otherwise, they won't leave. You have to say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And that, even if like I was telling, if you just keep saying in the name of Jesus, 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 you'll feel so much power over you. And, you know, they hate hearing our Lord Jesus' name. So even if you just keep saying that, you're going to see, like, I'm feeling, like, so much power of the Holy Spirit coming over me right now just because I kept saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and then me laying in hands of Keith, when I would lay my hands on Keith, you know, Keith, as Keith knows, I would just keep saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and I felt so much, I'm getting, like, a whole rush of the Holy Spirit
I was
now.
I was feeling it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so by in the name of Jesus, his name is the most powerful name above all names. So even if you just keep saying that, you'll feel so much strength within yourself and so much love of the Lord in yourself that you can overcome anything. And you already have overcome anything, everything, because you are a child of God and Jesus is inside of you and Jesus already won. So you already are an overcomer. And so you just need to take your little foot like you do a cigarette butt on the I don't smoke, but, you know, like you do a cigarette butt on the ground and just trample that enemy under your foot like that, like you do a little cigarette butt, because they are already defeated. So you say, bye-bye.
That's next I'll use a verse. I'll say Luke 9:1 says, I've given you all authority and power to drive out all demons and cure all diseases, and then I'll cast them out right after that. The word is a sword, so it cuts, divides, everything, including the enemy. So I'll quote a verse, Luke 9:1. I've given you all authority and power to drive out all demons and cure all diseases. Notice it says all authority and all powers. That's what Jesus left us with his name. So that's what we use. And if you feel like you're just not able to get the enemy off of you, Nick, then you just tell people in RCC and we'll pray over it and we'll cast it out. You know, there's power in numbers too. You know, Jesus says where two or three agree in my name, there am I with them. So Jesus is here right now because we've got three of us agreeing, you know, that those problems will go away from you in Jesus' name. He'll be the victor, you know. You have a lot of authority and power, like the Lord just told me just now about you, Nick. Like, you just gave me a flash insight. He told me that you have all the authority and power, but he said that you're cautious about using it and, like, confidence is what you need, is what he said, you know. And confidence comes with practice. I know when you started snowboarding, the very first time you snowboarded, you weren't good at it. You weren't good at it at all, but now you're great at it. That's why are you great at it now? You weren't, because you practiced, and you didn't give up, and you developed confidence. Well, that's what you do with the name of Jesus.
And I'm not giving up.
Yeah,
no,
not give up.
Let's welcome Mama Pat to the line. Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi, guys. Oh, this from this book I read, Donna Sala, it's called Two Weapons. I think you would like to hear what this has
Please
to say if you're
it.
Battling.
Please.
Also, there's another message
Please.
Given to Adonna. I can read some of it.
Please.
But, yeah. Okay, just
read
let me
heart
read
out,
what,
love.
You, what Jesus...
We love
what,
you, Pat.
What Jesus,
read your heart
before
out.
I give you this message from Donna, I want to give you Jesus says to do, how to get rid of the enemy here. I'll read
Please
the rest
share.
Of it, but this, and then I'm going to read Donna's. Love. You must love your neighbor. This is literal. You must go out of your way to show love and kindness to those around you. This is a method, listen close, this is a method that throws the enemy off your path. He cannot track you and keep up with you when you show love. It is with love that I allowed myself to be crucified, and it is with love that my Father sent me to earth to suffer for you once and for all. And just before I read, just let me just read this to you up here. This woman is Donna. I'm not going to read the whole thing here. Children, this is the Lord speaking. You must come to me now. I am pleading with you in these last hours. These are the last hours before I make my mark on this earth. I am going to let the floodgates open and let the enemy have his way with this earth soon. The earth will be given over to him, and it is just a matter of a short time. There is not much time left, and you must be on the alert. You are my enemy if you do not listen to this message and fold me into me and my plan for you. You must listen very closely, for I am your God, and I have your best interests in mind. I am not here to tickle your ears or to placate you or pat you on the back. There are many of my children perishing every day while you are looking on your iPads, your computers, and your screens of all sorts. You are my warriors, my end-time warriors, and I am calling you to battle. You must put down your weapons of the world that will go soft in the battle and pick up my weapons. My weapons are ones that the world does not identify with. These are my weapons, and this humility, I'll read that later. But let me read this, what she says here. It's called Two Weapons. Okay, picture this scenario. You're really down, flat on your face, tired, discouraged, looking up to see bottom. You feel the enemy's hot breath on your neck as he whispers, you'll never break that habit. As soon as you try, you'll go out and do it again. You'll never make it through this situation. It's hopeless. God doesn't care. If God really loved you, he would never have said, let this happen. God has forgotten you. You're on your own. You're toast. Yes, the enemy of your soul is firing flaming arrows at you. Isn't this appropriate? Who knew I was going to read this? Just when you're the weakest and they hurt. What are you going to do? God has given us two weapons, a shield and a sword. Paul talks about them. He says, we have weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, 2 Corinthians 6:7. He tells us to take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Then he says to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Ephesians 6:16-17. Presuming that you are right-handed, that means you have the shield of faith in your left hand and the sword of God's word in your right hand. One is a weapon of defense and the other a weapon of attack. The enemy will throw flaming barbs in your direction. You can count on it, but if you have the shield of faith, you can fend off the attack, and those darts won't reach your vital spiritual organs. In turn, you can attack with the word of God, and your enemy is no match for God. So, the next time you are in a spiritual battle, remember you have two powerful weapons, the shield of faith and the sword, the word of God. These weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world, says Paul. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. The Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect me from the evil one, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Claim that promise today when you go out to do battle. So somebody listening needs to hear that.
just a second, Pat. That was excellent, Pat. Thank you so much. But the shield now, you've got the shield and then you've got the sword of the Spirit. Now, they said, Pat was saying use faith, right, and then use the sword. Faith means confidence. Okay, that's it. Faith is basically confidence that what you say will work. When you cast them out, they will go. You believe it. Okay, so that's it. So when she's talking about faith in the sword, it means you've got the word of God and you've got your confidence. So just whenever you hear faith, think confidence. And that's what God was saying that you need. Pat, go ahead and read some more. That stuff is good.
Okay, whoever's doing battle, listen, he who is in us, this is so powerful, we have to remember this, guys. He who is in us is stronger than he who is in the world. You have the power. You have the authority. You are the daughter of the daughter of the son of a king, okay, who is the creator of the universe, who is the savior. You have the power. Realize your dignity and power in God with humility. Okay, after I read this message here, he says, these are my weapons. Now I'm going to tell you what your weapons are that she has listed here. I read you the love. There's a few more. Humility. You must be a humble warrior. Put on the cloak of humility. I cannot have a strong warrior that is prideful and wants their own way. My warriors must listen to my call and my orders to be right with me and to lead the sheep into the correct pasture. I read the one on love, how it goes against the enemy. Generosity. You must be generous with your time and resources. If someone admires something you have or something you use or own, just give it to them. Tell them you will not. Hold on one second, guys. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. it says here, tell them you will not need it anyway because your Lord will be coming back soon for the rapture, and you are betting your money and your valuables on that. Earnestness. Be true and earnest to your word. If you say something, let it be the truth. Fidelity. Let your life speak for me. if you are true to your word and you walk closely with me and you walk for me, then you will show the world you are a person of your word, and your word means you are of me. People will listen when you walk with fidelity, commitment. Be committed to your God. Everything you do must be a reflection of your relationship with me. If you are of me and in me, then what you do will reflect me, Spirit. You must be filled with my Holy Spirit in order to have the dunamis you need, the power you need to complete the tasks I have given you, your assignment from me in this fallen world. It is simple to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The enemy wants my filling to sound like an enigma or make it mysterious, but it is not. It is simple. Just pray earnestly that you would like to be filled with my Holy Spirit, and I will come into you and fill you up. As you submit your will to me, as I educate you on my ways, then you will stay filled. It is not enough to invite me to fill you. You must continue to search me out and submit to me, and I will continue to keep you filled. It is like a hot air balloon that needs the heat to stay full and light and in the air. So the same with the Holy Spirit. You need my heat, my fire, my Holy Spirit to stay full and fulfilled to do my work. And the last one she lists, where Jesus does, daily walk. You must pursue me daily, your God, to be in my will. You must stay in my will in order to do my work. Pursue me by reading my word as early as possible in the day. Read and then pray to me. Call out to me for your loved ones and the ones you have shared and witnessed to, and I will hear your prayers, your cries, and I will intervene for you to my Father in heaven, who waits to hear my every breath and my every word, to call out to him for my children and intervene for you on behalf of your prayer requests. So this is from this person called Donna. So powerful here. Yow. You can
so
just go.
Powerful.
This is May 23rd, 2014. It's from Chos, Schosong. The person is Donna, as they put on different ones. And it's called Word from the Lord, Rapture Ready for My Soon Coming. That's what it's addressed. So if you put on Schosong and Word from the Lord, Rapture Ready for My Soon Coming, you can read this whole message. It's written all out there. You don't even have to listen to the video. It's all written out for you. But so he's listed what the Spirit and daily walk, being filled with the Holy Spirit, commitment, fidelity, earnestness, generosity, love, humility. And, So there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, because you know what I do, Nick, every morning is I plead Ephesians 6 over myself, which is exactly basically the full armor of God, which I do when I host a show, and I do it every morning in my own life. You know, the full armor of God, I put it on myself, which is it's Ephesians 6, and that for protection. And then I also say Psalm 91 over myself, protection every day. I feel
Nick,
so
are you, just a second, Tana. Nick, are you, now Tana brought up a great point. Are you reading Nick, Psalm 91 every day?
I am not.
Okay, Psalm 91.
But he will.
We could talk about, Psalm 91 is probably the most powerful psalm in the Bible, because we could literally spend probably about 80 years talking about it. No, not exaggerating either. Psalm 91, they broke it down into like word by word and broke down all the meanings, and scholars have spent like half their life dissecting Psalm 91. And what it does is actually includes every single possible thing that could happen to a human being that's bad. It is literally in that entire psalm. And
I have
it here
if you want me to read it.
Please, Pat. And it includes a way to counteract all. When you read that, Nick, you're saying all these things that can happen to me cannot happen to me, and it's a force of protection. When the Japan earthquake occurred, it was a 9.1, and God said a 9.1 to tell the people that they need to start claiming Psalm 91 over their lives, and they will not be affected. So, Pat, please read it.
Okay.
Wait.
Yes, honey.
Another thing, for Psalm 91, this is just a little testimony, a little story about Psalm 91 and how powerful it is. There was a woman, there was like a 2020 story, and she was kidnapped, and this kidnapper had put her in the trunk of this car, And he had just taken her, so he was going to take her to a destination. Of course, we don't even want to know what was going to happen. But anyway, she was in the trunk of this car, and she did not remember anything about Psalm 91 except she was praying to Jesus, and she said, Psalm 91, she said, like, maybe even, she said, like, one verse from Psalm 91. Instantly, the Lord gave her knowledge and wisdom on how to get out of that trunk. She escaped. The car all of a sudden had an issue, and he pulled over, and while he stopped, this woman was able to get out of the trunk and sneak out of the trunk, and the man pulled off without her, and she ran and escaped by just claiming Psalm 91. So that
Wow.
Yeah, so she did not remember every, she remembered maybe one verse from Psalm 91, and just if I plead Psalm 91, you could even, I plead Psalm 91 myself, my Lord Jesus, and he knows exactly what you're talking about because it's his word, and instantly you would be protected. But yes, yeah, so that's what happened. This woman escaped her kidnapper by claiming Psalm 91 over her life. In terror, she pleaded with the Lord, Psalm 91.
Jen said that someone picked her up too, right? You said that, and they didn't even know who it was. It probably was an angel.
I don't remember exactly.
Jen said after she got out of the car, so she was in the middle of the desert, nobody was around. Somebody picked her up.
Picked
they don't
up.
Know who it is. And took her where she needed to go, and they never heard of that person. Or it was probably an angel. You see how powerful next Psalm 91 is?
Wow.
Very powerful.
Okay, I got to tell you something that happened today. This is going to blow your mind real quick. I went to McDonald's because my son was visiting, and the guy at the window had a bracelet on it, had like the saints on it and stuff. So I know he was holy. He loved God. So I said to him, "The rapture." I said, "Get ready for the rapture. It's going to be soon." He says. He looked at me, he said, "What?" I said, "The rapture, you know, we're going up." He spoke Spanish, but he just spoke English. I said, "Jesus is taking his bride up soon. Spread the word around." Of course, I had to go because there was people behind me. But I got to witness to him about the rapture. It was so cool, guys. It was just so cool.
It
so he's going to say, this crazy lady at the window said something about the rapture. You know?
Good.
Let me read
good.
To you then.
Okay,
Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the hour that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your right, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you, for you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near you, your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. There you go.
Nick, the crazy part about that is, like, the whole time that... the whole time that Pat was reading it, my brother was saying it memorized. I have it memorized. Tommy has it memorized. I'm sure Pat has it memorized. And you'll have it memorized. You don't even need to – you just read it every day, I promise you. Within a few weeks, you'll just have it memorized. And when you need to say it, it'll come right up. It'll work.
Yeah,
it's very powerful.
So, Nick, now I know your Bible – you said that your Bible got wet. Do you have, like, a computer that you can Google the Bible or on your phone?
Yeah.
Like, I have the Bible on my phone for free. There's a free Bible app that you can get on your phone if your Bible got trashed.
Honestly, I'm going to go and try to acquire a new one, but my computer, my phone, everything
you
got destroyed.
Nick, whenever you type it in, whenever you do look at it, go to the NIV version, New International Version. It's thousands of scholars wrote it. Every meaning is the most accurate to the true meaning of the word, and you'll be able to really understand. It's also made for average people to understand it and say it. But, yeah, So I didn't really, what happened, Nick, your stuff got trashed? What happened? You lost your Bible on your computer?
That what?
I was saying how it recently, I mean, the past 4 months, I've really switched my life around. I don't need to get into, like, any big details, but I didn't used to make a living the most honest way, and I just recently, in the past few months, got a job, and the job I have is an hour away from my apartment, and I work at 4:30 in the morning I start, so I've been staying in a tent so that I could get to work in the morning, and like a week ago I woke up to my tent collapsing in on me with like 2 feet of snow on top of me, and it was a wet, very wet, wet snow, and I was like discombobulated because it woke me up, and I kind of like had to get myself out of the snow, and by the time I thought to start like getting everything off of my tent and everything, my computer, all everything I got drenched and destroyed, besides my clothing, obviously, which can't get destroyed from moisture, but like I'm saying, I've had a lot of, I broke my arm, that happened to me.
I've had that.
So many things happen
mm-hmm.
to me that have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been having
mm-hmm.
a tremendous struggle.
Yeah.
But,
Nick, you've got to some way figure out how to get, you know, someone can send it to you, Psalm 91 or something, but you got to say
like
it every
I
day.
Said, I can,
this would be the time.
I can go
say
to the library and get the Bible. I have to go do it, but, you know, I'm going to get off the phone and go to the library and get the Bible. So
yeah,
Psalm 91
yeah.
is the, you know, get that Psalm 91, write it out and say it every day.
And I'm really sorry for anyone else who's on the air that I've hogged up this whole show. I feel really awful.
No,
but
this
I want
is your
you
time.
Guys to
this
know
is your
that
time.
It means,
what do you
it
mean?
It's
your time. Like Pat just said,
this is
your
time.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
yeah,
everybody has their certain things to say. The Holy Spirit guides the show. So if you need to take up a better time, then that was meant to be. So don't even think twice about it. And we're here to help you. And Jesus in us is here to help you.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you saw the Holy Spirit led
so
it. I came on the air, and it was quiet. And then all of a sudden I'm talking about weapons. I don't know why. Weapons are coming out of my mouth. And Tana's piping. And Pat comes on. She's whole thing about weapons all of a sudden. You know. And then all of a sudden now we're talking about this. It's all pertaining to you.
Yeah. It's just to help you.
And let me read Ephesians 6 again. I've already read it, but this is what I do every morning. I put on my armor from the Lord. It's a special gift he's given to us to protect us from the enemy. So it's Ephesians 6, 13 through, I believe, 18. Therefore, I put on my full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Ephesians 6:13 through 18, and do you understand why your computer and your phone were trashed and your Bible? It's because the enemy is trying to trash those, so you have no way to communicate with your family of Jesus, your family, of your Jesus family and Jesus, and Jesus' word, and God's word, I should say, God's word, which Jesus is, you know. So that's why those things were trashed. But, yes,
Nick,
Judy
you,
says back
you can
on
also send me your – Nick, I'll give you my email address. You can email me your address, and then I'll just have a Bible sent to you. It's really easy, really easy. I'll have Amazon send it to you. So my email address is Stock Trader Boy, just like it sounds, at Yahoo. It's Stock Trader, Trader Boy, Boy, at Yahoo.com. Stock Trader Boy at Yahoo.com. Email me your address, and then I'll have Amazon send you one. You'll have it in a couple of days. Because you got to have your Bible.
Yeah, anyone. Yeah, one of us, any one of us will.
Thank you so much.
Nick, when I was younger. Yeah, go ahead, honey.
No, I was going to say, I just heard chat, just supportive Nick. Everybody says, we love you, Nick. Good, and it says, Rosemary says, it's good for us to listen to your testimony, Nick. And Stacy says, thank God, thank you for the restoration over Nick's life. And Stacy once again says, we plead the blood of Jesus over Nick. And then Judy says, amen, amen, Nick, we love you. God wants to spoil you today. And then Rosemary says, Nick, you're victorious. Nick, surviving and despite strong, you're victorious, Nick, surviving and strong despite the attacks. Someone else said you were a warrior, Nick. You are a warrior of God, and you are a warrior bride of God. And we all used to have to say, I want you to say, Nick, I am a warrior bride of the Lord, and I want to hear you roar. We say, I am a warrior bride. So I want to hear you say, I'm a warrior bride, and I want to hear you roar. Look
Nick,
on me out.
Years ago, God showed me, basically took the whole Bible and showed me how to apply it to each part of your life and the verses to use for that. So I've got three or four verses for each part of your life. So when you read these verses every day, you'll easily see how the whole Bible breaks down into your life. Also includes the armor of God in there. So I'll email you. And it also has the name of Jesus in there, something real powerful. So I will email you those verses that I give everybody, and then every day you can open that Bible and read those verses out loud, and that will be your Bible study. Do it every day, and you'll be amazed at how much you'll truly understand how the Bible applies to your life. And you'll have the healing verses, you'll have the money verses, you'll have the protection, you'll have the spiritual, the verses for every part of your life, and I'll send that to you too. So just that way you'll get the Bible
and
you can say those every day.
Mm-hmm.
Judy says, not much longer because we're out of here. We are out of here. You're probably not even going to be getting any because we're out of here. Jason 302 says, Nick, thanks for your testimony. Very inspirational. Judy, Jason says he loves you. He's sending me love notes on Rapture Centric 101.
Beautiful.
So, thanks, Jason.
Your time, sweetheart. This is for you.
But anyway, it's your time. Thanks for calling and sharing. And you are a bride. So back to, I want to hear you say, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior bride of Jesus Christ. I want to hear you say that, Nick.
I'm a warrior bride of Jesus Christ.
Now roar, because we are lions of Judah. Roar! Amen. Your power, but take your power. Take your power from Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Paragraph. Beloved friend, ever joyous and ready to please me, eager to listen to me, eager to deepen the love that it finds so fleeting, poor, uncertain, and fragile, so fearful of falling into the same faults as yesterday, let us close up all the portals of our home so that we shall no longer hear the howling of the wolves. Let us forget the earth and its little things, and in the innermost sanctuary, which is within your own heart, let us speak our language without words. Isn't that sweet? Nick, I wanted to tell you, in the 70s, I almost got hit by a truck by a breath hair, and Jesus wrote me a letter, and he warned me. He said, my beloved, be most careful, because Satan is looking to remove you from this world, but I will not let him. So, Nick, the enemy will come against you. I mean, I was very blessed to have a direct warning, and it was like, whenever I get in the car, and all of you guys too, just say a prayer for protection. Have your, thank you, guardian angel, with you and trust that God's going to protect you, because I've had so many close calls but he's looking. He's going to look anyway. He's going to do it mentally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, anyway to knock you off one way or the other. He will use the people around you who are closest to you to knock you off or bring you down, and just be aware of what his weapons are. But God protects you. He told me he protected me. But God, Jesus is saying to do my part, to be careful when I drive and don't do something stupid, or whatever. And you work together to be protected. And he was in you stronger than he was in the world. Always remember that. Never be afraid of the enemy. You look him straight in the eye and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave right now. I have nothing to do with you. Get away. And I love what Judy says, laugh. Just laugh. He can't stand it if you're cheerful and happy. That's why Jesus says, be cheerful and happy. And we only have a few minutes, so I'm going to shush up.
Bride, thank you. Thank you, Bride, for calling and everything you shared. And thank you for chat, for participating and sharing as well and being at this lovely church service. Thank you, Jesus, our pastor. We shout out. We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
We love you. I love you, everyone.
Love you too, sweeties.
Have a blessed good day. We out today. So the spirit of the bride say,
come,
oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
come and touch us.
God's not dead.
Love you,
Pat.
Love
you,
guys.
Love you, guys.
Love
you, guys.
Love you, guys. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. And love is flowing, bring the dead to life. I love so long to see a revolution. Love you all.
Amen. Love you all. Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk tomorrow morning.
Well, we'll see you later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. It's all for you. God wants you to be strong. Don't fear anything. You just rebuke the enemy, you know. Be powerful. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. So if you resist him enough, he's going to get sick of hanging around you, honey. He's going to go. And you just say, and when you say the name of Jesus, like you were saying, my dear, you know, it's just the enemies flee and this empowers you. And the spoken word is very important. So if you said Jesus, 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 you know, when you're feeling down, anything, just say that Jesus, I praise you, I love you. Just little things. You don't need a whole lot of long prayers. Just say the name of Jesus. And you're surrounding yourself with protection and light, just that. But be strong against the enemy. Don't ever fear. You know, because you've got the upper hand. God gave you that, being you're his child. You know, so
and
just realize
saying that
who you are in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, and, you know, just keep drawing closer to the Lord. You know, seek the Lord, and he, you know.
Don't be afraid.
Draw near to the Lord, and he will draw nearer to you, you know, and seek
mm-hmm.
the Lord with your whole heart, and he will seek
Amen.
You. So,
Amen.
You're doing the right stuff. You're doing the right stuff, and now we've just given, the Lord has told us to give you the tools to protect yourself even further. So, you know, you're doing the right thing, and we love you. I love you, Nick. Jesus loves you. Father God loves you. Holy Spirit loves you. The whole RCC loves you. So,
and Nick,
just keep,
we're
almost out here.
No.
Just keep plugging away.
Yeah. Nick, ask the Holy Spirit to help you recognize the enemy's attack so that you can apply all these things, you know, for your own protection or your own rebuking or whatever and have peace of mind. Don't lose your peace of mind. Don't lose your peace of mind. That's what he's trying to make you do. And don't let him. Don't let him. Recognize his attacks. Discouragement is one of the biggest ones. Don't be discouraged. Rebuke him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I tell you to leave right now. Get out of here. I have nothing to do with you. You have nothing to do with me. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Say it boldly. He's got to leave because he knows you mean business, and Jesus knows you means business. Heaven is listening to you, too, and those angels are right there with their swords drawn, you know, because you have the, you know, the courage to rebuke, and you have that as a right, as a Christian, to rebuke. You know, God gave us this. I can't stress that enough. Don't be afraid. You know, because Satan will do everything to make you scared, to make you tired, to make you weak. He'll do everything. Recognize how he comes at you.
He'll do anything to make you think that Jesus isn't with you. He'll do anything to make make you feel down, depressed.
But you know the truth, honey. You know the truth.
Yeah, you know the truth. Jesus is
and just,
always never leave you nor forsake
in any
you.
Any kind of agony you're in, cry out the name of Jesus. Just cry out his name. Jesus, 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 you know, and feel the strength overflow you, like you were saying, Tanya, that you were saying that you feel that the Holy Spirit on you. You can't say the name of Jesus without, it's like touching flour. You're gonna get it on you, you know? So you say the name of Jesus, you're going to get his power, his love, his protection, his everything right there for you, you know? And the enemy's not going to come against you with that on you, you know? Whoa.
The name,
our prayers are powerful. Yeah.
Someone asked me in chat, have you ever been baptized by the Holy Spirit, Nick?
Yes, definitely.
You
can continue to ask, like every day, ask the Holy Spirit to fill me with his Spirit. Just saying in the name of Jesus, I felt like so much of his Spirit. So just empower yourself with that. And you said you were feeling it as well, so you know how powerful Jesus' name
powerful.
Is.
Yeah, powerful. His name is. There's
so,
no other name by which we shall be saved. Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Powerful.
So we love you, and we hope you go away with encouragement and strength. You're a powerful warrior. You're a warrior. You're one of Jesus' warriors, and you're going to do many things in the kingdom for him. So, you know,
and ask Jesus to cover you with his precious blood.
Every day. Yeah, I do that too. Every day I ask the Lord to cover me.
Cover yourself
blood.
With the blood of Christ. The enemy's not going to touch you, honey.
No, that's fine. Exactly. He won't touch you. He can't touch you. The enemy
can't touch you
if you're covered in Jesus' blood this is a testimony to that what Chad is saying. I don't know if you listened to the show the other day, but Sherry was saying she every day covers property and herself with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Christ.
She has been blessed with being able to see both demons and angels, and she saw three demons at her property line just standing there watching because her property is covered in the blood of Jesus. They cannot cross. So,
but, Nick, you have to believe this. You have to believe this. You have to really believe this and know that God is with you and he's giving you this saving grace and the power of his blood and name. Believe it and proclaim it, and it's yours. The protection is yours. Cry out his name, you know, and just let the enemy know. You're tired of his garbage. You're not going to take it anymore. Like, take a hike in the name of Jesus, always in the name of Jesus. I'm covered with the blood of Christ. You can't touch me. Get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be strong.
Yeah, so these are tools that Jesus wanted us to tell you, obviously, to protect yourself, because he doesn't want you to be hurt. He doesn't want you to have all these things happen to you. So
Satan should have nothing on you. Nothing. He shouldn't be able to touch you, honey, because you're powerful in the Lord. You're his child. You're the son of a king.
Amen. And we all go through stuff, but it's how we recover what makes us stronger. And because of Jesus, we always turn back to Jesus no matter what we're going through. Always turning back to Jesus is bottom line. And we're out of here. You know, Jesus is coming to get us, I say today.
Yeah.
So, you know, your struggles are over. Your struggles are already over because you have Jesus inside of you and protecting you now, and he always has been, but now you can even arm yourself even further. But Jesus is coming to get us, so.
Nick, if there's anything ever we can help you with, talk to us online. Don't hold anything back because, you know, that's what the enemy wants you to do. If you need to express anything, you let us know so we can pray with you and for you and strengthen you, because we're all here in this together and we're all helping each other. And we have to help each other because it's going to get rough until we're taken. The enemy's going to be pounding away even more so because he knows his time is up and he's furious and he can't do anything about it, so he'll come at us.
Amen, and that's why God brought you together. That's why God brought you to the RCC through Joe, and, you know, probably made you friends with Joe because of this to begin with. And then he brought us all together so we could encourage each other and pray for each other and just lift each other up when we're going through things to keep us strong, because Jesus is at the door, through the door, ready to take us home. We're in our chariots, ready to go up. We're just waiting for the official word to go. So that's where we're all brought together, like Mama Pat was saying, for encouragement and prayer. So, yeah.
Out there, if you have anything to talk about, tell us so. We can pray with you. I don't care how crazy you think it is, because Satan doesn't want you to talk about it, but we want you to talk about it. No one's going to judge you or come at you. Everything's unconditional. We're here to help you. We're here to help you. Anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and the Holy Spirit will give the rest of us what words to minister to everyone else, because we ask the Holy Spirit to guide the show. So you're going to hear from the Holy Spirit in us. Bank on it. You will.